The Race to Film. As of 1874, research accelerated to first capture and then project moving photographic images. Science was advancing and getting closer to the predictions of the visionaries. The technological race towards film was about to begin. In this area, we will see some of the main actors in this race, whose contributions were an important step towards achieving film. English photographer Edward Muybridge, who made the first photographic sequence of a moving body, in this case a horse. French physician Etienne Jules Marais, who made the first chronophotographies of a celluloid film. Emile Renault, who patented the optical theater, the first device to project animated drawings to a large audience. Thomas Alva Edison, who patented the kinetoscope, the first individual film viewer that set the standard for perforated motion film at 35 millimeters, which has lasted until today. In 1894, it was already possible to capture photographic images of a movement on perforated celluloid film, but a major problem remained to be solved: how to project these images. To produce a sensation of moving images on a screen, it was necessary to advance the film intermittently in front of the light source of the projector at a speed higher than 10 frames per second. Finding a mechanism that enabled this was not easy. Many inventors and scientists tried to solve this problem between 1890 and 1896. Some managed it, but with unsatisfactory results. A real race was on to see who could build a system for projecting films that was reliable, safe, and good quality. It was an attempt shared by many, but the Lumiere brothers were the first to enjoy success.